All right, let's start with Flash. So we're on what season?
We are on season 3 of The Flash.
Season 3?
Mm-hmm.
You sure? I'm showing season 2.
I'm thinking of season 3.
I think they're extremely long seasons.
Okay, it might be season
3. So let's see. Season 1 was 23 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So they break it into two halves.
Mm-hmm.
Fall and spring, or however they call it.
Yeah, I don't know. Fall and spring.
I have to figure that out. So then they go back, and then, yeah, okay, so yeah, this is season 2, but this is the second, the bookend part of season 2. So let's see. So right now, I am behind an episode, but I'm showing it's been 16 so far. So where are we right now? So when they come back, where are they picking up at?
Basically, they're going to be picking up after they've closed all the breaches and Zoom has revealed his true identity. That's pretty much where they're going to be
picking up. Which he did last season. So yeah. Spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't watched the episodes or, are a couple of episodes behind. Just spoiler alert, turn it off, do whatever you need to do. So basically, last season, the end of last season or the first season was basically the conclusion of Flash versus who was
The Reverse Flash.
The Reverse Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Another spoiler alert, who was
Harrison Wells.
Harrison Wells.
Or Eobard Thawne.
Eobard Thawne. Okay, so
taking on the form
of Harrison. But in the process of doing that, he ended up creating this rift.
Paradox and basically Eddie Thawne, who is like his ancestor, ended up killing himself to prevent the Reverse Flash from existing. So when that happened, after that happened, you saw like an Easter egg come out of the time rift of Jay Garrick, the original Flash from the comic books hat. So they were hinting at Jay Garrick's appearance in the series.
Oh, yeah.
And then a couple months later, who do we got in there? We got Jay Garrick from Earth 2.
From Earth 2.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we got to Earth 2.
Which would explain why he's young looking and he's not older looking Jay Garrick.
But Earth 2 is actually not an old school. Because, Jay Garrick is older. Like, he was one of the first Flash, right? So there was the first Flash and then... I can't remember. But Jay Garrick is from like a future Earth or alternate Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things, like when they did it, it kind of threw me off a little bit because I thought they were going in the past based on the ones that I used to read. But in actuality, it just went to an alternate universe, which could explain like how they managed to kind of get away from doing that. Which, DC is known for doing alternate universes.
And I've always liked that. I mean, Earth 2 had, like, so many different variations of characters. You can even look back in the comic books. Even in current continuity, Earth 2, you had Hawk Girl, who was black, and her costume was different from what it was. It was, like, blue and black. And then you had Alan Scott, who was the Green Lantern over there. You had... The Flash, who was over there, who was he was more so a villain than he was a good guy. He was more like an anti-hero there. And I mean, alternate universes were always the most interesting about it. You can go back to like Infinite Crisis, where you had all those different versions of the superheroes, and the fact that they're including that into the TV universe,
yeah,
leaves unlimited source material and unlimited stories that they could tell.
Well, yeah, that was one of the things that I kind of liked about it because it did, like, it allowed them to kind of play around with the characters a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of cool. Even though Jay Garrick's costume had the old school look to it, it still had the East, which was really weird. It had this old school look to it, but it was in a futuristic setting.
Exactly.
And then Harrison, of course, has his daughter, and then... he's a good Harrison who on this earth kind of showed that he can't escape like the evil that's in him.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that he did to be evil was for a good cause.
For his daughter,
Yeah, so it was like, how can you necessarily blame him? But the guys on this show, on Earth 1, they didn't know that. They just know the old evil Harrison.
Exactly.
So they were conflicted.
They prejudge him.
Yeah, yeah. And they started working with him, then he did the stuff that he did, and then they were like, oh, you still the same old guy. And then they were like, okay, but Barry decides. And Barry's starting to get on my nerves a little bit. This whole goody two shoes, I want to save everybody. Like, he's really, like, starting to really fall into this superhero thing. And it's starting to become a little bit annoying. Like, you're on this other Earth, and you run into, like, all the your
doppelganger
that's over there. And you know this isn't your world. You know this isn't your person. Mm-hmm. And yet, I know he's heroic, and I know it's part of who he is. But at the same time, it's almost like to a fault. And to a fault that's annoying.
Trying to say he doesn't know how to mind his own business. When he over there,
pretty
stay
much
stay out of other people's business.
Like you basically took your doppelganger. This was messed up. This was a hate too. You took your doppelganger, locked him up, went out with his girl,
his wife, yeah,
his wife,
and then wrecked his whole life.
In this rude, right? got a dad killed. Like, you got a dad killed. Like, you just ruined this woman. And then you left and you're on this other Earth and she's back there in misery. And not only that, you got Jay Garrick killed, you know, so he's dead, you know, and Killer Frost, you know, who was, what, Caitlin?
Yeah, Caitlin Snow.
So her life is ruined over there. Like, you went over there and you messed up everything. And they specifically told you to go over there and mind your business. And Jay Garrick couldn't mind his own, Barry couldn't mind his own business. Nope. And he went over there and just made a mess of things.
Even Harrison told him, he said, do not get emotionally attached to this world.
Right.
Because so, this has, everything that happens here has nothing to do with you.
Exactly. So now he's feeling guilty.
He made that.
You know, he want to make amends for everything, and it's bothering him, and it's causing
rubbernecking, trying to check on people.
So yeah, he's kind of annoying me a little bit. He's a little whiny. He's starting to be a little whiny.
Yeah, he's having that, that Oliver Queen pre-whiny situation going on. But I was like, okay, he'll grow out of it. But one thing I did like, since we were on the topic of Harrison, Jesse, I love how they keep dropping more Flash family members into the mix. Because Jesse Quick is also one of the speedsters. So hopefully she becomes one of the, she's the female Flash character in the next episode they show us after the 22nd. If not, the only person it could be is Jesse from Earth One, who was able to replicate what happened to the Flash. Because if you think about it, Arrow, like Oliver Queen, he has a whole team of people. He has Arsenal, he's got Spartan, Diggle, then he's got Black Canary, and he's got Sarah. Who does Flash have? He's just had himself. Yeah. I mean, Firestorm's off going through time, saving people from Vandal Savage. All you got is the Flash. So I can understand them bringing in more people. I really want to see Wally West become Kid Flash after he gets done being whiny and cry like he usually is.
He has daddy issues.
I mean, yeah, but you work through those. I mean, it's been how many episodes? Like 8 episodes. Please get over that. Oliver Queen had daddy issues. And that was only addressed for like 2 seconds, and he was over it.
Well, and the thing about it, his daddy issues are a little bitchy too.
Yeah,
because it's like, look, bro, like you know, like you're mad at your dad for something he wasn't directly responsible for.
Exactly.
Like, your mom, who's dying, you know, who you didn't want to go see because you were acting like a little bitch. You know,
emphasis on bitch.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you need to, like, get over it, you know, and it's easy to say that because, you know, we have our fathers, this, that, and the other, but I could see if he walked out of your life, and that was the situation, but it's not, like, your mom is responsible for the pain that you feel. I understand that you can't wash all of that away, but I think it's almost like reassessing, like, getting, kind of like, okay, you know what, it's not really his fault. But then he kept coming around because he still wanted the dad. And it was one of the things that we were talking about the other day. It's like when, in the last episode, I think, when Barry and him kind of got into it.
Yeah.
And then, what's his dad's name?
Joe.
Joe. Joe got mad and was like, enough! And I couldn't help but think, like, you're Wally West, your dad hasn't been around, and here he is ordering you around. Like, how do you feel about that? Like, you know, first thing the father was like, man, you ain't my daddy. Or, you know.
I ain't got no daddy.
Yeah, like, but he shut up, though. Yeah, they both shut up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I you know, they're.
Joe, that strong black man.
Yeah, he is. He is. So, and they're kind of dragging this thing out, but I know mm-hmm. they kind of have to, and they kind of get through these storylines. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it is what it is. I thought the thing with King Shark was big as hell. Mm-hmm. So that was...
He was sitting there literally eating people.
I know. I didn't know they were going to really show that.
Me neither. I mean, the first time they showed him, I was like, okay, yeah, he ate like two people. I was like, all right. And then he comes back, and he over here just tearing through people's houses mm-hmm. and snatching people up, snatching the Flash dummy down into the water like Jaws. And then gave it back. This didn't fool me.
I think it's interesting you brought up Diggle. Mm-hmm. Well, no, you brought up Arrow and how Barry's going through his old Oliver Queen thing. Mm-hmm. And that was what Diggle, you know, told him. He kind of alluded to that. It was like, yo, man, like, you've been around Oliver a little bit too long, man.
Exactly. You need some more friends.
Yeah, you need to basically get over it and suck it up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this is kind of how things are. So, but what, looking ahead, so we know we're going to have, you know, what's her name, Kid Flash and mm-hmm. and
the female
Speedster. Mm-hmm. How is he going to beat Zoom if he's not fast enough? Because Zoom
did take 2%.
We saw what happened.
2% of his speed.
And, you know, that they did, you know, it didn't go well for Barry the first time.
No. He beat him up and then dragged him around the city and showed him off. Like, is this it? This is what y'all got?
Yeah. And then just dropped him in front of everybody.
Exactly. He took him to the police station, the newspaper.
I think that's what hurt his feelings.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was embarrassed by that.
He was like, I'm the fastest man alive. What are those? What is this?
Yeah, it was like, Ronda Rousey. You got Ronda Rousey.
Oh, my God.
But go ahead.
It was, honestly, from here, I don't know how they're going to beat Zoom. Finding out that Zoom is really Jay Garrick, and I know he's not the Jay Garrick. He's Hunter Zolomon, who is Jay Garrick's doppelganger. But they're going to have to use that Velocity 9 or Velocity 6, mm-hmm. or it's going to take more than one Flash to beat him. Because that's the only... I mean, that is the only logical explanation I can come up with. I mean, I thought that this Harrison Wells would, you know, somehow become the reverse Flash and probably help Barry, but Ichabod Thawne is the reverse Flash, so... Only thing I can think of to make Barry faster is probably Velocity 9, or he's going to have to do some serious training on that treadmill he got. He's going to have to do some conditioning.
What about, so I wonder how this will affect Caitlin.
I hope it doesn't affect Caitlin at all. I mean, finding out that Zoom shares a face with Jay Garrick, yeah, she'll be devastated. She'll go through her whole Laurel thing and cry and probably drink. But, you know, you got Cisco there to reel her back in, so.
He's a little annoying, too.
I just want Cisco to hurry up and become the vibe that everybody knows.
See, I don't know that vibe.
So, real quick, Vibe can not only see, like, ripples and realities and stuff like that. He can do, like, vibrations and shoot, like, vibrations from his hands.
Like the one we saw, like his doppelganger in Earth 2.
Exactly.
Which is weird looking at him.
I know, his name was Raver. I was like, that's a stupid name. Like, kill yourself. Right. But, yeah, Cisco's supposed to be, quote, the most powerful metahuman next to Barry. And you didn't even hear them address anything about the rest of the Justice League. But there was a cameo in there when they went to the police station. And that gold plate on the wall, you could see, like, the different superheroes on there. I saw, like, a Green Lantern, like, with the hand up. But I know Caitlin's going to be devastated by Zoom sharing a face with Jay Garrick. And I know they're going to explain that. But the man in the iron mask in that other cell is what really concerns me. I'm thinking that's the real Jay Garrick.
Wait a minute, the real Jay Garrick?
The real Jay Garrick. Because obviously the one that Zoom killed was not the real Jay Garrick. It has to be some kind of clone or someone from another Earth. That is not the real Jay Garrick. Because Zoom cannot steal people's speed. That's not how it works. He probably has the other Jay Garrick in a cell. He has his speed, but he cannot vibrate out of it. Because as you saw, Barry couldn't vibrate out of his cell either. He needed the frequency of that Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that Jay Garrick can't vibrate out either because he's probably from another Earth too. I need to see who that man in the Iron Mask is. I mean, that's my biggest concern. I need that question to be answered. And even if Zoom does come back, I want them to explain how, because all the breaches have been closed. Mm-hmm. There's no way he can get over there. There's no way for Harry and Jesse to get back either. So now I'm just going to assume they're living in Earth 1, which is cool because that means they got more hands to help them at Star Labs. But they literally have to start over from scratch. And Harry can't even use his face or his name because everybody knows that Harrison Wells murdered Barry Allen's family or his mother. And I don't know how they're going to sell that. I mean, they're probably going to end up going back to Earth 2 the way that looks, but...
I think they'll eventually go back. And one of the things that I like actually about, specifically about this one, and I will talk about Arrow in a second, is that, you know, the story's in, but they don't. They're kind of open. And that really carries a comic book feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because most stories in comic books don't really end. And villains continue to come back, or they're just kind of leave you hanging like this cliffhanger. And that's a cliffhanger that we have there. Now, the last thing I need help with is this whole, that's Jay Garrick's face, but that's not Jay Garrick. That's, mm-hmm. what's the other guy, Harry?
Hunter Zolan.
Hunter Zolan. So explain that to me, because that's not making sense.
My theory is, when Jay Garrick was telling Caitlin that he was dying, right? Like, mm-hmm. his cells were breaking down, which I'll get to in a minute. He took Caitlin to a park where he showed her his doppelganger, who was mm-hmm. Hunter Zolan. Remember, he was sitting on the park bench? I think that was Zoom. Because in the comic books, Hunter Zolan is Zoom.
Wait, so Hunter Zolan and Jay Garrick are really two separate people?
Two separate people. But there's a chance that it could be two separate people. The guy who portrayed himself.
But in the comics, are they? They're two separate people.
In the comics, they're two
without separate people. Without the
same face. Without the same face.
But in the show, they have the
That's why I think same. They covered the man in the Iron Mask's face. Because that Jay Garrick might have a different face.
Oh.
Or they share one and the same, and he didn't want Barry to find out.
When he explained it to Caitlin, I was like, I don't quite get that.
But the thing on Twitter was, everybody figured that out. Everybody on Twitter was like, Hunter Zolan is Zoom. He had a personality, right height, hair color, face. Yeah. And then in the comic books, people brought up the comparison photos, and I was like...
So now I'm wondering, because Jake Garrett, he's a little punk, too. Just you know, ever bit. Since he injected himself, Zoom beat him up, stole his speed, you know, he started dying.
That cover story that he had.
Well, yeah, it's like, and now you're afraid to inject yourself or shoot up, and it's like, you know, especially when you need to save somebody. I mean,
I'll never put that stuff in my body again.
Yeah, it's like, man, but, I mean, even when he did, he got whooped, so it didn't work out, but anyway, all right, cool, well, the show comes back March 22nd.